الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: الله ولي الذين آمنوا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided humanity into two parts, two groups, believers and unbelievers, mu'min and kafir. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the friends of Allah, they are the wali of Allah. And those who are unbelievers, for them their friend is shaitan. It's a very simple division. Today, in the short time that we have, we just want to understand three questions. Who is a wali? And then second, third, what are the special blessings and bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who are a wali? And then lastly, how can we attain this maqam of being a wali, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This word wali that we often hear many times, this is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to Arabic language, it means friend, companion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our wali. And then in Quran and Hadith, there are two levels of this wilayat. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever recites the kalima, they get this friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says, Allahu waliyyu allatheena amanu. This is the basic level of friendship, that when a person recites kalima, this kalima is such an azim amal, that person is included among the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means that believers, they have some ta'alluq of friendship with Allah Ta'ala, a ta'alluq of wilayat with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then there is another ayat of the Quran where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, In awliya'ahu illa al-muttaqun. That no one is a wali of Allah except for those who are muttaqi, except for those who have taqwa. So we have two ayat of the Quran. One ayat is saying that believers, by virtue of their iman, Allah becomes their wali, Allah becomes their friend. And then second ayat is telling us that the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no one except the muttaqi person. So apparently this might seem to contradict. But the reality is that these two ayat of the Quran are indicating towards two levels of wilayat, two levels of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two levels of relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you can have water and you can have warm water. That's also water. And then you can have boiling, scorching hot water where the thermal energy will be different. In the same way, you can have two kinds of believers. Both of them, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the thermal energy of the love for Allah, the friendship with Allah, that is going to be different. So the first ayah, the Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever recites the kalama, they have the basic level of friendship, the basic level of wilaya. They're included among the basic friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first step. Every believer, every moment, by virtue of their kalama, they have that level of ta'alluq and relationship with Allah. And then it depends that now if a person makes that mujahida, they make that struggle, they make that effort, so then they can rise up the ladder, they can rise up the stairs, and they can reach that level, that maqam, which is known as a special friendship with Allah, wilayati khasa. It's a wilayat of Allah, but there is a khas wilaya, a khas friendship, a special friendship. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, in awliya'ahu illa al-muttaqun, that this level of wilayat, this level of, you can understand that you have two kinds of friends. One is a basic friend, your acquaintance. And the second is your intimate, close, near, dear friend. So the second kind of intimate nearness and intimate friendship and close proximity, this is only for those who are the muttaqi. So the first step on this ladder of wilaya is when a person has iman. But the ala daraja, the higher levels, are reserved only for those people who have taqwa. Understand also that this attaining the high level of wilayat, becoming the intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wilayat-e khasa, this is something which every person has the potential. Every person, if you ask them, they want to become the intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this potential, every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to every person. Just like you have a seed, and that seed has the potential to grow into a tree. Exactly in the same way, every person has, every believer, they have that potential to become the intimate close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this wilayat is something which is based upon our efforts. In Arabic, we call this kasbi. Nabuwat is something which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is wahbi. Wahbi means that this is something which is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah gives it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabuwa to certain individuals, to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And that silsila of Nabuwa came to an end with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But wilayat is something else. Wilayat is kasbi. Kasbi means that you make that effort. Any believer, any person, if they make that hard work and effort, they'll be able to attain this. So for example, when a person makes an intention that I want to become a wrestler, they make that intention and they're able to become a wrestler. They work hard. Exactly in the same way, if someone makes this intention that I want to attain this wilayat, I want to become the intimate close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which is attainable and achievable. Whoever wishes to become a wali of Allah, if they adopt a life of piety and taqwa, then it's not difficult. It's within the reach of every person. So this word, wilayat, is actually, when we normally speak about this word, this is referring to the second maqam, the second rank, that a person becomes the close, intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the desire that every believer has. And this is something which is attainable. Now, we have to understand something, that this, what is this wilaya? This wilayat is not that you're able to see some colors, that you become the intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and now you can see some colors in the air. Or the name of wilayat is not that you have good dreams, or that you can walk on water, or you can fly in the air, or that you're able to fight your cases and win your cases. That's not wilayat. Even the fact that your du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also not the mark of wilayah. That you can overpower your enemy, you can dominate over your enemy, or you become popular, you get izzah. None of this is wilayah. What is wilayah? Wilayah has nothing, no relationship with all of these things. Wilayat means that a person leaves the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wilayat means that a person begins to lead such a life where now there's no sin in that person's life. This is known as wilaya. The person submits themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they make irada that I will not commit a sin. And they have such a pure life, such a life of taqwa, that in their heart there is no sin. In their life there is no sin. And this is something which is achievable. And in the earlier zamana, in the earlier time period, to get this rank of wilaya, the ala makama, the high ranks of wilaya, that required a lot of mujahida and a struggle and mehnat. But today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this easy for us. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made travel in the world easy for us, you can travel from one place to another in a few hours. And previously in earlier times, people had to travel in a number of weeks, sometimes even months. Exactly in the same way, this spiritual traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this traveling on the path of Allah, trying to attain the friendship and close intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this journey has also been made easy in this time. Very big alim from India, Indo-Pak, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah, he would say that the maqam of wilayat and this maqam of friendship that I've reached, it took me 40 years to reach this maqam, to reach this rank. And today, if someone sits with me under this particular tree of people, and he spends 4 years with me under this tree, that person will be able to attain that same rank of wilayah that I've achieved. Why? Because in that zamana, earlier on, it was a time of piety. It was a time of taqwa. The environment was very conducive for a piety. And then hence it was very easy for a person to become pious. Because a person's advancement on this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it depends on the mehnat and the effort that a person makes. So since at that time there was not many obstacles, that's why it required more time, more effort. But today we are living in a time of fitna and fasad. We're living in an environment of sin. Hence, even a small amount of effort, because you have so many obstacles, even a small amount of effort is enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you that rank of wilaya. You can become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that close friend of Allah. This is also something which we see in the dunya, that when something is short in the market, then the price goes up, right? When the sugar becomes short in the market, the price goes up. So exactly in the same way, when in the dunya, that the world, the time that we are living in, when the nek amal, right, the good deeds, amal usaleh, they have become very short. There are very few people who are dedicated themselves to such a life of piety and taqwa. Hence, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised the price of such people. That we do a few actions and in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give his highest rank of wilaya, highest rank of qurb, highest level of intimacy and in his friendship. This is the reason why the Prophet ﷺ said, hadith mentioned Mishkat Sharif, that O my Sahaba, that there will come a time that if you will leave one tenth of the deen, then you will be fail. You will fail this deen. You will become halak, destroyed.
And then later on, there will come another time that if a person living in that time period, if they practice one tenth of deen, then they will be able to attain success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened this door for us today. If a person makes that mehnat and that effort, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can include us among his awliya, among his close and near friends, his intimate friends. Allah ta'ala can grant us his intimate friendship. Now, next thing to understand is that what is the special distinction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to such people? Yani, what is the khususi, the special fazl and the special mercy and blessings and bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends and showers upon such people who become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, there are three things mentioned in the ayat of the Quran and a fourth thing which is mentioned in hadith. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that when a person steps and becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects that person. Allah does hifazat of that individual. And Allah ta'ala saves that person from sins. Allah says in Quran, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali of those people who are true believers, or the believers, yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ila nur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts them from the zulumat into nur. Zulumat is jama, it's plural, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them out from nafsani zulumat, from their desires, the zulmat, the darkness of their unlawful desires, the darkness of shaitan, the darkness of their nafs, the darkness of the society in which they're living in, the darkness of the custom and the habits and the traditions of the zamana that they're living in, the darkness of unlawful relationships that they have, the darkness that they have inside their heart of arrogance, of hasad, of envy, the darkness of malice, spite, hatred, all of these zulumat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yukhrijuhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do ikhraj of such people, take them out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them an exit from their zulumat into nur. Many times it happens that it's an opportunity for sin, and the nafs is also telling and tempting a person. Shaitan is also forcing a person. There is no obstacle in committing that sin. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a special madad, special help and assistance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds that person's hand literally, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects that person. That this amal is not worth your rank. Yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ila nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves that person, extracts that person from that zulumat into nur. We maybe have mentioned this before also, that in our ummah, there's so many people who have led such a pure life that years used to pass by and the angel responsible for writing a misdeed wasn't able to write anything. There was once a sahabi of the Prophet was crying. Someone asked him, why are you crying? And he said that I'm crying because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asked him that, have you done a very big sin? He said that you see this grain of wheat in front of you? In my whole life, I've never committed a sin, even that amount of sin I've never done in my life. But when I think about the bayniyazi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, whether my ibadah will be accepted or not, when I think about Allah Ta'ala and the maqam, the azmat of Allah, that Allah is independent of me, then I become fearful. So whole life has passed by, not even done a sin to the amount of that grain of sand in front of him. This was the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. There's a woman whose story is mentioned by Imam Rabbani Rahmatullah Alayh. She was at the time of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a very big muhaddis. That woman was al-mutakallamatu bil-Qur'an. And her son said that my mother, she has lived 20 years of her life in such a way that no word has come from her mouth except the words of Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them hifaza. Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayh was once traveling with his companions for Hajj. And then when his companions left him, he was all alone inside that tent. This Bedouin woman, she came and tried to seduce him, ask for something. And Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah thought that she's asking for food. So he tried to give her some roti, some tukra. And she said, no, I don't want this. I want that which a wife needs from a husband. And then he started crying. And he cried so much that woman, she became embarrassed and she left. And when she left, then later Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, he had a dream that night in which he saw Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And Sulaiman, he asked Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised your iman in the Quran, and you had such a quwwat that woman was tempting you, the Aziz in Misr, Zulaikha, but you refused that da'wah, you refused that invitation, and you were successful in that test. And in that dream, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam replied that I saved myself from that sin, that's no big deal, because I had the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is amazing is you, that you had this khawf and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu, you saved yourself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you. And as a result of your crying, that woman left. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at every step of the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us, hifaza of his friends, of his wali. In Bukhari Sharif, there is a hadith, very beautiful hadith. We don't have time to go into the details, but there's one aspect which is relevant. The Prophet said that my servant, he draws near to me, he comes, he gets my qurb through performing nawafil. And he becomes so close to me that I begin to love him. And then Allah Ta'ala says that when I love him, I become his ears through which he listens. And I become his eyes through which he sees. And I become his tongue through which he speaks. And I become his hand through which he holds. And I become his feet through which he walks. Muhaddiseen in the commentary of this hadith have mentioned many sayings and many statements. But one statement is that Allah is saying that I become his ears and then I protect his ears from any sin. I become his eyes and then I protect his eyes from misdirecting, any misdirecting the gaze. I become his tongue, and then I protect his tongue from lying and backbiting, from sinning. I become his hand and protect him. I become his feet, and I've saved that person from sin. So whoever, from all of us, whoever, you must have seen that when you love someone, if someone wants to attack you, so normally they will try to attack you with their hands or with their feet. And then if your friend is there, the friend will protect you, right? Someone attacks you, tries to harm you. Your friend is there, the friend will protect you. For example, a child is crying. The mother will protect that child from any danger. Exactly in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his wali, loves the servant so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them from sin, protects them from sin. The second special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifts to the wali, to those who have this wilayat with Allah, Allah says in Quran, Allah inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. That the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again wali, the intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the plural, awliya. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those, la khawfun alayhim, there is no khawf upon them, wala hum yahzanun, and there is no huzn inside of them. Two words, khawf and huzn. And Allah is promising that such a person will have a life that is free from khawf and huzn. In other words, this will be a life which is tension-free. Khawf means external threat, a danger from the outside. This could be an enemy. This could be some other person. This could be some event, something, right, that harms you from outside. And huzn means an inner sadness, an inner grief, an inner anxiety, an inner depression. And when a person has no threat from the outside, no inner grief or sadness from the inside, then person will have contentment in their life outside and inside. They will have sukoon. And today, again, if you look, every person is, they're worried. They have either outer worries from outside and then also inner worries. As a result, the people are spending lives which are very, in a life of bi-sukuni, bi-itmanani. They don't have that contentment in their life. They don't have peace and serenity. even though they might have a lot of wealth and they eat good food and they live in beautiful houses and they drive new cars, but they're not able to sleep at night. They say themselves that we don't have itminan and sukoon inside our heart. Maybe they're trying to get that sukoon through other relationships. Some of them might be unlawful, but they spend so much time talking to that other person, or maybe spending time on movies or so many other things, but still not able to get that sukoon and itminan. So today we are trying to find this itminan in the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't kept that itminan. If a person wants to lead such a life where they have sukoon, they have peace, solace, serenity, tranquility, contentment, no tension, depression, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an ayat here in the Quran that if we establish our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do have some himmat, we step forward and try to develop this taluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reach this rank of wilaya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Then the third, so this is the second blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have no khawf and they have no sadness. Number three, the third special way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the awliya, Allah says in Quran, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattakun, that these are people who brought iman. And after that, they lived a life of taqwa. So iman is the first level, the basic level. And then taqwa is the next level. And then Allah Ta'ala says in that ayah, lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. That the awliya of Allah, the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will receive glad tidings from Allah Ta'ala in this dunya. Bushra fil hayati dunya. They will have listened to, they will receive glad tidings. They will have happiness and joy in this life, in this worldly life. Wa fil akhirah. And they will also have happiness and a joy, glad tidings in akhirah. So this is the third way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prefers the awliya and treats them in a very special way. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is a person who does some good deed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then why is it that people start loving him? This person, he is worshipping Allah ta'ala in the darkness of the night. He is hiding his ibadah. He doesn't want other people to find out his ibadah. What's the reason why that in the daylight of the day, people come and people are expressing their muhabbah, they're showing their muhabbah for this individual, they love him, even though people didn't even see the ibadah that he did during the time of tahajjud at night, even though people didn't even see the du'as that he made at the time of tahajjud, people weren't able to see the tears that he shed at the time of tahajjud. Why is it that they're automatically being pulled towards this person and their heart has muhabba for this individual? And the Prophet ﷺ replied that these are that basharate. These are that glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his servants in this dunya. Bushra fil hayati dunya, that the people of the dunya will fall in love with that person. Their hearts will be attracted towards this person. This is one special treatment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors them. And then the Prophet said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, there's another hadith, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the malaika, calls the angels and says to them that, oh angels, that person I love. I have muhabbat for that person. And you should also love that person. So as a result, all of the angels, they fall in love with that person. And then these angels are told to come descend on the earth and to make this announcement in the dunya. Our ears cannot listen, but the hearts can listen. The angels, what is the announcement? They're making this announcement that, oh, people of Allah, oh, the servants of Allah, that fala person X, that person is beloved in the sight of Allah. He is the friend of Allah. Allah loves him. And the angels, all the angels love that person. So, oh, people, you should also love that person. Oh, people, you should also love that person. As a result of that announcement, all the makhluk, all the creation on this earth, they begin to fall in love with that person. Their hearts are attracted towards him. The Prophet ﷺ said, ثُمَّ يُوذَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That person then gets kubuliya, gets acceptance on the face of this earth. People automatically are being pulled in his direction. They have not related to each other, different countries, different cities. No, it's not something, there are no business partners. There's no lendain, no buying, selling. But without any such taluk, any such relationship, their hearts have muhabba for this person. Why? Because he's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's an intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors him in such a way. Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya. And they also get these glad tidings at the time of their death. When they're leaving this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again provides them with glad tidings. Allah says in Quran, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna allahu summa istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil janna allati kuntum tu'adun. That those people who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, summa istaqamu, and then uspe dard gaye, that istiqama, they were steadfast on that iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the people, sometimes, you know, the two things mentioned here, that they believe in Allah, and then they also have istiqamat on their belief in Allah. Means that now nothing becomes an obstacle, right? They're willing to do anything and everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to do. So once they declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, Rabbun Allah, and then after that, summa istaqamu, they become firm on their commitment. They make a pledge to Allah and they're firm in their pledge and promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? Tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. At the time of their death, angels, they come towards that person. And what do the angels say to him? Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. That the angel of death is saying, that don't have any fear and don't have any sorrow or worry. Khauf na karo, gham na karo. Don't have any khauf, no gham. Wa abshiru bil janna allati kuntum tu'adun, and listen to the glad tidings of Jannah, which has been given to you, which has been promised to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani at the time of passing away, they're getting these glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Rabi bin Harash rahmatullah alayh, very big muhaddis. I'm speaking to you about a muhaddis. And other muhaddisin have written about him that in his whole life, they never saw him smiling. And someone asked him that, we haven't seen you smiling. What's the reason? He said that, I don't know whether I'll be able to save my iman or not in this world. How can I smile if I don't know what will happen to me, whether I'll be able to successfully be able to save my iman or not? And if I'm able to save my iman and leave this world, then on that day you will see me smiling. So in the whole life, no one saw him smiling. But at the time of when he passed away, and after ghusl, the people who were giving him ghusl, when they placed him on the takhta, on the wood, on the plank, he was continuously smiling. He was continuously smiling. He was in fact giving a message to the people of the dunya that I have successfully been able to save my iman and now I'm smiling. Tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil janna allati kuntum tu'adun. That malaika, they come and say, don't fear, don't have any gham, and listen to the glad tidings of Jannah, the Jannah that has been promised to you. They're getting these basharatin, these glad tidings in the dunya. Imam Abu Zur'a rahmatullah alayh, one of very big muhaddis, he was a hafiz a hadith, and he had not thousands of students, but hundreds of thousands of students. And he was passing his life, and then when the time came for him to leave this world, last moments of his life, his students gathered around him, and the students saw that it's the sakarat of maut were visible, the signs of death were visible on their teacher. And the students wanted that our teacher should recite the kalima. Because in hadith, it comes, lakinu mautakum la ilaha illallah. That when a person is approaching death, kareeb to their death, near their death, then you should do talqeen of the kalima. You should recite the kalima in front of them so that they can also recite the kalima and leave with the kalima. Because the Prophet said in a hadith that man kana akhira kalamuhu la ilaha illallah dakhala al jannah, that that person whose last kalam is la ilaha illallah, they will straight away enter into Jannah. So the students were thinking that how should we say, how should we do talqeen to our teacher? And students were also careful about their adab, that we don't want to do something which will be bi-adbi, lack of etiquette and lack of adab in front of a teacher. So what should we do? And then they made a plan. They said that we will discuss this hadith, this very hadith which I just mentioned, which says that if you recite la ilaha illallah, if that's your last kalama, you will enter into Jannah. So now the students are discussing this hadith with each other, amongst themselves, so that their teacher can also listen to what they are saying, and then the teacher can recall and remember and then recite the kalama. So they started reciting 2, 3, 4 ahadith mubarakah, and they're telling these ahadith mubarakah to each other. And then finally that student, he recited this very hadith. And that student was, he is just began reciting this hadith, that Imam Abu Zura rahmatullahi, he did an ishara with his hand, he indicated with his hand and told the students that stop, be silent. And then even though he was in that halat of sakarat, that mouth, right, death, he started reciting that hadith with muttasil sanat, continuous chain of narration. He mentioned that hadith, haddasani fulanan qala, haddasani fulan qala, haddasani fulanan, and he kept on mention, and then straight away came to the matan. Then an Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man kana akhiru kalamuhu la ilaha illallah. He reached this point, and then the students, they say, we saw that the teacher passed away. He didn't say dakhal al-jannah. He didn't say dakhal al-jannah because practically he'd entered into Jannah. Subhanallah. So at the time of death, angels, they come and they give consolation. They give himmat to that person that your road ahead is full of itmanan. Be peaceful. They're giving glad tidings to this person. So this person who is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get bushra fil hayati dunya. They will get bushra in this worldly life. They will also get bushra at the time of their death. And then bushra fil hayati dunya wal akhirah. In akhirah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them glad tidings. Yubashshirhum rabbuhum bi rahmati minhu wa ridwan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them Bisharat and glad tiding. And what is that Bashara? Bi rahmati minhu. This will be the glad tidings of rahmati from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ridwan. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is razi with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Quran, Allah ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ, that those people who did pious actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them a compensation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them ziyada. Yani some other blessing will be given to them. What is that other blessing? So in return for their good deeds, the blessing is that they're entering into Jannah. And they're getting all the blessings of the Jannah, the hoor, the kusur, the palaces, the rivers. What's that extra ni'mat? That za'idah, ziyada, za'id ni'mat that they're getting. So muhaddisin have written that last ni'mat, that last blessing that they will get is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce and say that I am razi with all of you. They will get the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now I will never ever become upset with you. This is the biggest ni'mat وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. This is the biggest ni'mah that a person will get in Jannah. So three ayat of the Quran which mention three special blessings that the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get. Number one, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that they will be brought out from their multiple darknesses into the light of Noor. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they will have no external threat nor any grief in their heart. And number three, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, they will have and they will receive glad tidings in this dunya and also in akhirah. And the fourth and the last blessing that we'll mention, which comes in a hadith mubarakah, which is hadith Qudsi, that the Prophet said, "Man li," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Man li waliyan faqad azantahu bil harb," that whoever has enmity towards my wali, then listen to this proclamation of war by me, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, a wali is an intimate and a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if someone harbors any spite or malice or enmity or hatred towards a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah declares war. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And this person is such a muqarrab of Allah, so close to Allah, that Allah protects that individual. Allah says, I am his protector. Allah is the hafiz, the muhafiz of this person. In Bukhari Sharif, there is a riwayat that the Prophet ﷺ, in his last illness, the Sahaba Ikram, they wanted the Prophet ﷺ to take some medicine. And they said that, Ya Rasulullah, take this medicine. But the Prophet ﷺ, he refused to take that particular medicine. And the Sahaba Ikram, they thought that just like a patient, yani the natural instinct is that they don't like to take medicines. And that's probably the reason why the Prophet ﷺ does not like, he's not taking that medicine. And at that time, the Prophet ﷺ's tabiya, he became a bit heavy. And his eyes, blessed eyes, closed. And then the Sahaba Ikram, they did some mashwara with each other. And they placed a few drops of that medicine in the mouth of the Prophet ﷺ. After some time, when the Prophet ﷺ, he opened his eyes. And the Prophet ﷺ felt the bitterness of that medicine in his mouth. So he asked that, I feel something. And then it was mentioned to him that all of us, we did some mashwara and we decided to put a few drops inside your mouth. So the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever participated in this mashwara, all of them, they should drink this bitter medicine. So every person who was part of that mashwara, they were given some drops to drink. Muhaddiseen, they say that the Prophet ﷺ would never take any revenge on his own behalf. So why in this situation, the Prophet ﷺ is saying that make them drink one drop of this medicine? And the reason is that in Asal Mein, the reality is that the Prophet ﷺ knew that these people have done this matter with their Nabi. So it shouldn't be the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes upset or the Jalal comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to take revenge or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to take that badla or that compensation. So since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ wanted to protect the Sahaba from that situation, that's why the Prophet ﷺ himself said that I will take the compensation and said that all these Sahaba, all those people who participate in that mashwara, they should be given a few drops to drink. Man aada li waliyan faqad azantahu bil harb. Now the last thing is that all of us, these were some of the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His special mother, help and assistance, His special blessings on those who are the awliya. Last thing is that how can a person become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we become a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Understand that on this path of wilayat, if there is something which is stopping us, I'll repeat this, that on this path of wilayat, if there is something which is stopping us, that is our sins. That's it. Ye pakki baat hai. Right? This is something which is firmly etched in stone. There is no other obstacle on this path. Whether a person is white or black, they're thin or thick, they're literate or illiterate, all of them are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person is equal. The person who becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do they become the beloved of Allah? How do they have that special taluk and relationship with Allah? That's based on their taqwa. In awliya'ahu illal muttaqun. That the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that who is a muttaqi, who saves themselves from sin. Any, our matter of becoming a wali is very simple. Any, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to draw us close towards Him. Allah ta'ala is saying that, come close to me. Come close to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of these conditions that come close to me. But yes, coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a shart. And the condition is taqwa. Taqwa means that a person stays safe from sin, whether small or big. And the reason is because inna Allah tayyibun yukbalu tayyiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts those things which are pure. If you want to join, if you want to have a connection with a pure being like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we cannot attach that connection with Him through and with our impurities. And these sins are impurities. When we misdirect our gaze, we lost that purity of that eye. We have impurity on our tongue, impurity on our limbs. All of these, all the sins that we do with all these different parts of our body, this is impurity. This is impurity. And while we have this impurity, it's not possible for us to get this connection with the pure being like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes us that we have to become tayyib. We have to lead a pure life so that we can then have a taluk with that being who's pure. And that is why the easiest way on advancing in this path of wilaya is that every single one of us, we should start looking at our life and analyze our life and see what are the sins that we are doing. And since this matter is not between me and some other person, this is between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between all of us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is alimun bizatis sudur. Allah knows your inner recesses, means that we have to purify our inner self. We have to purify our batin. Because if you were dealing with other people, you could just purify your zahir, your outward, and that would be sufficient. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we might be committing sins and hiding those sins from people, and people may not find out about that. And maybe we can save ourselves from the bad effects of that sin, and people won't find about that also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And that's why this is going to be an obstacle in our journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to mentally condition ourselves that I will not commit sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of creation. Many people stay away from sin because of fear of embarrassment or because of makhluk, not because of that. We have to finish our sins because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of you want to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then So this is the summary. In fact, you know, you can think about this. This is the summary of the whole of month of Ramadan. Because Ramadan says, La'allakum tattaqun, become a person of taqwa. And Allah says in Quran that no one are the waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the muttaqi. Means Ramadan is here to make us people who are muttaqi. In other words, to make us people who are the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the purpose of Ramadan. The purpose of Ramadan is not food, staying away from food and drink. The purpose of Ramadan is to attain wilaya, is to attain this close friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the purpose of Quran. That's the purpose of Ramadan. That's the purpose of Deen of Islam. So if you want to understand the summary of, if you want to summarize the previous 27 sessions we have had on this series of the Asma'ul Husna, the summary, the gist, the take-home lesson is that every one of us, we need to analyze and scrutinize our life for sins and make tawbah for the sins that we have done in the past. And then in future, we try to lead such a life which is sin-free. We should see that what are the sins that we are doing. If we can save ourselves from sins, then even little zikr that you're doing will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the little ibadah that you're doing will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, if we are not able to save ourselves from sins, then you can sit 3 hours in muraqabah, it would be of no use. So in terms, we have to analyze it, do muhasabah. Be sincere towards ourselves. That in my life, I'm doing this sin and this sin and this sin. Make a list. And then just like when you try to, you know, in cricket, you sort of bowl the other person out. Exactly in the same way, we have to bowl these sins one by one out of our life. We have to eliminate these sins one by one from our life. And we keep on eliminating them until we reach a time where our heart is saying that I do not commit any sin intentionally, ilman iradatan. That I'm not, I'm making an intention that I will not commit any sin intentionally or knowingly, ilman or iradatan. And I will try to lead a life where I will save myself from sin. And whoever does that, they become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. It's a very straightforward method if a person wants to become a wali, right? It's not that you have to remain without food and drink for years. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to leave your wife, your spouse. You don't have to leave wearing comfortable clothing. All these things are permissible. You can wear them, you can use them. But yes, we have to leave the irada of sin from our heart. And when a person does that, they become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, occasionally, when if a person then commits that sin, those sins will be forgiven quickly. Why? Because this person's intention is that he will not commit a sin intentionally and knowingly. So this is the first step, that we finish the intention of committing that sin. Niyat, guna ki niyat ko khatam kare. We finish that intention of committing that sin. So in our heart, in our mind, we shouldn't have this niyat. We shouldn't have this intention that I want to commit that sin or I want to commit this sin. This is the first step on this path. The first step that we become such an individual that the intention of sin goes away from our heart. So for example, we're all of us are sitting here. So we make intention that from now on, I will not misdirect my gaze. I make intention that from now on, I will not lie with my tongue. I make intention that I will not do ghibat of other people. I make intention that I will not deceive other people in the dunya. I make my intention that I will not hurt the heart of other people. I make intention that I will not do ziyati with someone else. I make intention, right? I'm making this intention. And then after making this intention, if later on, if a person slips, then a person can easily make tawbah. But the obstacle, the musiba, is that we haven't even made that true intention. And this is what we have to do. And no better time than to make this intention on this night. Ki ya Allah, I'm making this intention to you that main ilman iradatan guna nahi karunga. That I will never commit a sin intentionally and knowingly. That's a promise, a pledge that I'm making to you. That's an irada, a desire, an intention, niyat that I'm making to you. That I want to lead such a life which is sin-free. So I let go of all my other wishes. I sacrifice my unlawful wishes. That I will use my eyes for unlawfully or my use my tongue unlawfully. I sacrifice all those wishes. This is the condition of becoming a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should think about this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me on this earth to razi, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that I can become the wali of Allah, the close friend of Allah. And if I want to become the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for that I have to make a true tawbah for all my sins. I have to make a tawbah, 2 rakat nafil, I pray tawbah. And then after that, my heart is saying to Allah, that Allah, I will never commit a sin in my life. Yani your heart is saying this to Allah, not just your words. Your heart, dil ki awaz hai, ki I will never commit a sin. And then after that, we are watching and carefully guarding our eyes. We are guarding our tongue. We are guarding everything. The nafs will still try to mislead you, will still try to deceive you. Shaitan will still try to force you to commit a sin. However, because our intention, your intention is that I do not want to commit a sin, and that's why a person will not remain firm on that sin. If a person falls down, they will immediately stand back up again and fight the good fight. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also have taras on such a person. Allah will also have sympathy for such a person. That this person, my servant, he wants to come close to me. He wishes to come close to me, but nafs and shaitan are not letting him come close to me. Just like when you have a father and the child is far away, and the child, when he starts to walk, and the father says, come to me. And then this child is not able to walk. He's about to fall down. But before he falls down, the father comes and quickly grabs him. Exactly in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also saying. Allah is saying that come to me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see that we are taking that step towards him, but shaitan and nafs are holding us back, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also have love for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. That look, he is sincere, na? He has sincerity in his heart. So I will protect him. So the question is that we have to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sincere. And that is why we have this night. That Allah, I want to prove to you on this night that I'm mukhlis. I'm sincere in my intention that I need you. I need you, Allah. I view you as my beloved. I want to live a life that is pleasing to you. I want to become your intimate and close friend, your wali. So we have to prove this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Allah, main aapka banna chahta hoon. I want to become yours. So this is not, you know, this cannot be the case that we have affairs with other people and meanwhile we're also trying to become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nahin. If we want to become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remove that intention of sin. That's the first step. And then the second step is that we finish that sin. And third step is you get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should think about these things over and over again. Three steps that we have to take. First step, we have to remove that intention of sin. Our intention should be that I will not commit any sin. We make mehnat, we make effort on this. We remove all the unlawful intentions from our heart. Dil se in our heart, we have this intention that I'm not going to commit a sin. And then after that second step, that we start making effort on leaving those sins from our life. And the moment we leave those sins, you will get the wasal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see the barakatim with your open eyes and you will be amazed. You will be amazed. Subhanallah. So if we want to become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to remove the intention of sin. That's the first step. And then after that, we have to make effort on leaving the sins. And the moment the sins there are no longer here in our life, we are able to remove sins from our life, we will get the taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get wilayat with Allah. Wilayat is not difficult. It's not difficult. Our mashayikh have written that you don't even need years to get wilayat. Listen to this carefully. You don't even need months to get wilaya. You can get this wilayat in moments, moments. Lamhat mein wilayat milti hai. How? Because you just have to make a pledge to Allah Ta'ala. You have to make a promise to Allah, a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from today onwards, I will never ever commit a sin. And then after that, try to lead a life of Sharia and Sunnah. A person can get wilaya. I'll give you another example. That there is a person who files an application for a job. If you file an application for the job, then it's easy that you can get the job. Even though you may not have your full degree, full qualifications, but at least you applied. And on the other hand, if there is a person who didn't even apply for that job, so that person will not be able to get that job. There's so many people who are graduates, they're running after that company. But if you haven't even applied for that job, you don't have any chance to get that job. But yes, that person who applied, even if his education is not quality education, his grades are not quality, still he has some chance that he can get that job. To leave this intention of sin, this is like applying for a wilayat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You leave this intention of sin, you're applying, you're putting your application in the court of Allah ta'ala. Allah, I want to become your wali. Allah, I want to become your close friend. Now when you give the application, then it's easy. Aage jo kaam hai asaan ho jata hai. The remaining task, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can overlook the deficiencies, the faults, and Allah ta'ala can give you, accept your application. And that's why we should use this opportunity, pray two rakat nafil, make tawbah to Allah ta'ala, and then make this niyat commitment pledge to Allah, such that your heart is saying that I will not commit any sin. Most of us, alhamdulillah, we are able to save ourselves from the big, big sins. So when the sharia, there are about 100 sins, we can save ourselves from 90 sins, 93 sins, 95 sins, 98 sins. But there are those last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sins that we are engaged in because of which we haven't been able to get this wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time to sever those sins also. Remove those sins from our life and make this niyat to Allah that I want a complete sin-free life. Allah, this is my niyat that ilman and iradatan, I will never commit a sin. Our ma'amala with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very straightforward, very simple. In dunya, in the world, you don't know that if you act in one way, how will the other person respond? But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very simple. Allah is saying that you leave sin and then you can come to me. Such a simple and a clear message. So whoever wants to become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should remember that we cannot become a wali along with our sins, along with having that friendship for sins. We have to let go of our sins. When Allah has said that these sins are impurity, so we can never connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this impurity. So we have to make effort on this. And we should say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our du'as that, oh Allah, that I want to come to you. I want to come close to you, but my sins are stopping me. I'm not able to remove these sins from my life. Whatever is the case, whether you're able to remove those sins, you're not able to remove the sins, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, you make these sins go away from my life. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves our ajizi and humility, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take those sins out of our life. Maybe it's difficult for us, but nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, whatever sins we are engaged in, we're not able to leave, Allah, we ask you that you remove those sins from our life and accept us for this path of wilaya. Allah Ta'ala is very kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, if you come to me one step, then my rahmat will come to you two steps. If you come to me a handspan, my rahmat will come to you an arm's length. And if you come to me walking, then I will come to you running. So we just have to take that step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three levels we have to remember. That first we need to think and analyze. And we have to make niyat that I'm leaving all the sins from my life. And then second step is that one by one, we begin to leave those sins. We make effort on leaving those sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. And the moment these sins, they are gone from our life, we will become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll get this walayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala on this blessed, on this Mubarak night, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this wilaya. Today we have this opportunity. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat. This is the nuchur. This is the summary. This is the crux, the essence of all the bayanat, of all the lectures, that somehow we can leave all our sins and become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become muttaqi. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, la'allakum tattaqun. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Ki ya Allah, grant us your qurb, grant us your wilaya. Allah, include our names also among your friends. Whoever spends this life in the dunya trying to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on the day of Qiyamah, it befits the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include that individual among his friends. It's not possible that a person spend his whole life trying to become the friend of Allah, and then on that day Allah puts him in the category of his enemies. That's not possible. So if we make that effort today, inshallah, we make that intention that we want to become the friends of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, can accept our intentions and Allah can grant us the tawfiq to be able to lead such a life which is pleasing to him. Today we have time that we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grants us his wilaya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to do amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make dua.
الحمد لله. سبحان ربي الوهاب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم آت نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا الله يا رب كريم. ربنا ظلمنا. Allah, you are our Malik and you are our Rabb. Rabbi Kareem, we come to you tonight on this night of Ramadan. Allah, we come to you tonight on this Mubarak night of the 27th of Ramadan on Laylatul Qadr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we do iqrar of our sins. Zalamna anfusana. Allah, we have done zulm on ourselves. We have wronged ourselves. We have sinned. We have allowed ourselves to become distant from you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have led a life of heedlessness, of ghafla and masiya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you tonight. Allah, we come to you tonight and ask you to forgive us for all of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make tawbah of all of our sins, of all the sins that we remember, for all the sins that we have forgotten, for all the sins that we did with our eyes, for all the sins that we did with our ears, for all the sins that we did with our tongue, for all the sins that we did with our limbs. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for the sinful memories, for the sinful emotions, for the sinful feelings. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive for the sinful thoughts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, every last trace of sin that we have inside of ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make tawbah of that. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to remove every last trace of sin from ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to remove the last drop of sin from our heart, to remove the last speck of sin from our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us a life of tahara, to grant us a life of purity. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make dua to you. Allahumma innaka afuun. Allah, you are afu, you're most forgiving. Kareemun, you're most generous. Tuhibbul afwa. Allah, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anna. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive all of us on this night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, shower us with your forgiveness. Shower us with your maghfirah. Shower us with your rahmah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, this is the night of Qadr. This is the night of power. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, out of the qudrat of this night, to accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said that ata'imu min al-zambi kamalla zamba lahu, that a person who makes tawbah for their sins is like that person who has never sinned in his life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are also making tawbah. Allah, you are a tawwab. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to accept our tawbah tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, for all the sins, Ya Allah, that we did which were pertaining to hukukullah, Allah, we make tawbah. For all the sins of hukukul ibad, Allah, we make tawbah. For all the major sins, Ya Allah, we make tawbah. For all the minor sins, Ya Allah, we make tawbah. Allah, for all the ghaflat, Allah, we make tawbah. Allah, for all the akbarul kabair, Allah, we make tawbah. Allah, for all the sins that may become an obstacle in our tawbah being accepted, Allah, we make tawbah on that also. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we present ourselves to you. Allah, we want to lead such a life that is free from sins, that is pure of sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to accept our tawbah tonight, accept our intention of tawbah tonight, accept our pledge of tawbah tonight, accept our irada of tawbah tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make this tawbah tawbah kamil, make this tawbah tawbah nasuh, make this tawbah tawbah mukammal. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to accept this tawbah, include our names amongst the ta'ibin, include our names amongst the tawabin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to accept this tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to grant us, decree for us a life of taqwa after this tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to follow, enable us to do those amal that we can do to be true to this tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us trueness in our tawbah and grant us true to be the tawfiq to be true to our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, enable us to leave those sins, leave the gathering of sins, leave those opportunities of sins, leave those things which remind us of sins, leave everything, Ya Allah, which takes us closer towards sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, it's difficult for us to leave sins, but Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we present ourselves to you. Allah, we present our humility to you. Allah, we present our maskanat to you. We present our ajizi before you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you know our state. Allah, we take one step forward, but nafs and shaitan pulls us back. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you on this night to grant us this yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah, take us out from the zulmat of sins, take us out from the zulmat of ghafla, take us out from the zulmat of the zulm that we have done on ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to take us out. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are the weak, you are a qawi. Allah, every weak turns towards the strong. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you, Ya Allah, you are our Kareem Rab. Allah, you are our Rahim Rab. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are at your door. Allah, we are asking you, Allah, to pull us out of these sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree for us a life of taqwa. Decree for us a life that is free of sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, never do we commit any sin except that we make tawbah after that. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us people of tawbah and taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to accept this intention from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you love tawbah. You love the people who make tawbah. Allah, we have gathered here, Allah, with no other intention than to make tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, all of us are gathered here. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to accept our tawbah. Allah, there might be some individual in the gathering whose tawbah you may like. Allah, we ask you by that person, by the barak of that person, that you accept all of our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, free us from sins. Allah, free us from this burden of sins tonight. Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you have said that in this month of Ramadan, we should free the burden of those people who are under us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are also under the burden of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, free us, Ya Allah. Lighten this burden of sins, Ya Allah. Remove this burden of sins from our back, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Allah, remove the malice from our hearts. Remove the spite from our hearts. Remove the kina from our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, all those sins that may be stopping us from our qubuliyah. Allah, we make tawbah of all those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us purity inside of our hearts. Remove all the ailments from our heart. Allah, remove the arrogance from our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us people who are humble. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us humility inside of ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are the lowliest of the law. Allah, you know our hakikat. Allah, you know our reality. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you know our asliyat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us ajizi, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us small in our eyes. Make us big in the eyes of Father. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to save us from kibr. Allah, save us from arrogance. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from vanity. Save us from hasad. Allah, save us from jealousy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from lust. Allah, save us from the excessive love for the dunya. Allah, save us from the love for wealth. Save us from the love of reputation and prestige. Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from stinginess. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, all the batini bimariya, all the ruhani amraz. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to give us shifa. Allah, grant us shifa. Grant us shifa kulli, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, cure us of our spiritual ailments. Cure us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, of our spiritual ailments, of our sicknesses. Allah, you are the muzakki hakiki. Rabbi Kareem, do tazkiyah of our nafs. Grant us nafs mutmainna. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, do tazkiyah of our kalb. Grant us kalb salim. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, ask you, Ya Allah, to accept this tawbah from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove all the traces of sins from our heart. Remove all the sinful feelings from our heart. All the sinful emotions from our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept this tawbah from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us haya inside of our eyes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us haya in our heart. Grant us haya in our soch and our thoughts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, instead of arrogance, grant us humility and tawazo. Allah, grant us the azmat of your Zat in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the azmat, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, because of your azmat, Ya, grant us humility and ajizi, inkisari and khaksari. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, instead of the love for the dunya, Allah, we ask that you fill our hearts with your muhabbah. Allah, increase our hearts in your muhabbah. Allah, increase our hearts in your muhabbah. Rabbi Kareem, increase our hearts in your muhabbah. Drive all the unlawful loves from our heart, all the unlawful feelings from our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, ignite the flame of your muhabba inside of our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, increase us in our yearning for you. Increase us in our desire for you. Increase us in our talab for you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Include our names amongst the muhibbeen, amongst the ashikeen. Allah, include our names amongst the maqbooleen, amongst the muqarrabeen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us all the ni'mat in our deen. Grant us the tawfiq to adorn ourselves with all the sifat mu'minana that you have mentioned in the Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, accept our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are very scared of that, but dua that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam made, that be woe to that person be destroyed who found the month of Ramadan, but still was not able to get his sins forgiven. Allah, your beloved Nabi Islam said, Ameen on that dua. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to save us from that destruction. Allah, save us from that halakat. Rabbi Kareem, save us from that halakat. Rabbi Kareem, save us from that halakat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, shower us with your maghfira. Allah, we have yakin in you that Allah, you are mujib. Allah, you are the acceptor of our du'as. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to accept our tawbah. Rabbi Kareem, accept our tawbah. Rabbi Kareem, accept our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our tawbah and grant us a life of taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us that we leave this gathering in such a state, in such a way, that all our sins have been forgiven by you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have yakin that you are the acceptor of our tawbah. We have yakin that you are the forgiver of our sins. Allah, we have yakin that you are the acceptor of our du'as. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make tawbah, we seek maghfirah, and we make du'a to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you, Ya Allah, before this gathering ends, before we disperse, before we end, and Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins that we have done. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove every last drop of sin, every last trace of sin from our heart, from our book of deeds, from our name amal. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us pure after this gathering. Make us pure after this dua. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us pure after this tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree for us purity. Allah, decree for us purity in our whole life. Ya Allah, grant us a lifetime of purity. Grant us a lifetime of taqwa, of tahara, of tazkiyah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Allah, tonight is Laylatul Qadr. It's the night of 27th of Ramadan. And this was the night when you revealed Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us a ta'alluq with the Quran. By the barakah of this night, Allah, grant us a connection with the Quran. Grant us, Ya Allah, a deep ta'alluq with the Quran. Allah, make us hafiz a Quran. Allah, nothing is difficult for you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, just like you revealed Quran from the Lohi Mahfuz on the skies of this earth on this night, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you, Ya Rabbi Kareem, that you reveal this Quran on our hearts, Ya Allah. And we ask you that you send this Quran on our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, is Quran ko humare dilon ke upar utar dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us amil al-Quran. Make us hafiz al-Quran. Allah, make us amil al-Quran. Make us arif al-Quran. Make us alim al-Quran. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, out of your rahmah and out of the barakah of this night of Quran, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us ashik al-Quran. Allah, grant us the ishq of Quran, the love for the Quran, the knowledge of the Quran. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the tawfiq to be able to lead a life according to the Quran. Make us people of the tadabbur al-Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, adorn us with the akhlaq of the Quran, with the akhlaq kareemana, akhlaq azimana. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us da'iye Quran, accept us. Allah, make us hamile Quran. Allah, make us nashire Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us for the khidmat of Quran. Allah, accept us for the revival of the teachings of Quran, for the revival of the teachings of the Sunnah and the Deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make this Quran the coolness of our eyes. Make this Quran the coolness of our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the tawfiq to be able to recite Quran with fluency. Allah, remove the luknat from our tongue. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, make our tongue jari on the Quran. Allah, make our tongue jari with the Quran. Make our tongue jari with the Quran. Allah, make our hearts and kulub jari with the Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the muhabbat of this Quran. Grant us the light and noor of Quran
Quran in our hearts. Grant us the light of the noor of Quran in our eyes, the noor of Quran in ourselves, from the tips of our head to the soles of our feet. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, adorn us with this noor of Quran, with this life according to the Quran, Sunnah, Sharia. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make this Quran a noor for us inside of our grave. Allah, make this Quran a source of intercession and shifaat on the day of judgment. Allah, make this Quran a source of our companion and sati in our grave. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us a nisbat with the Quran. Enable us to be raised up on the day of judgment with this nisbat of the Quran. Make us ahle Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, this is the night which is better than 1,000 months, 83 years. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we haven't done qadr of you in our whole life. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you by the barakah of this night that Ya Allah, you include our names among those people, Allah, who make tawbah to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us people who are do qadr of your ni'matin, of all the ni'matin that you have given to us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we do shukr. Allah, we do shukr of our ni'matin. And for our previous na qadri and na shukri, Allah, we make tawbah. Allah, we make tawbah of this and also that we have been ungrateful to you, that we have been disloyal, that we have been na qadri. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept this tawbah from us. Allah, forgive this sin also from our life. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us people who are qadardan, make us people who are shakir. Allah, include our names amongst the shakirin, among the sabirin, amongst the zakirin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, restore us back to a life of taqwa. Allah, on this night, restore us back to a life of tawbah. Allah, restore us back to a life of tazkiyah. Restore us back to a life of sunnah. Restore us back to a life of sabr. Restore us back to a life of shukr, to tawakkul, of raza. Ya Rabbi Kareem, restore us back to all the ibadat in our deen, all the ibadat that we lost because of our sins. Allah, restore us back to the life of ibadah, back to that life of ita'ah, back to that life of salah, back to that life of muraqabah and zikr, back to that life of remembrance of you, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, restore us back to that life that is pleasing to you. Restore us back to that lifestyle that is pleasing to you. Allah, restore us back to that lifestyle that is beloved to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, restore us back to that life of mahbubiyah, back to that life of muhabba, back to that life of qurb. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, restore us back to that life of wilaya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your wilaya on this night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your taqwa on this night. Allah, the whole reason of this month, Allah, your hope and your intention was that, Allah, we could become people of taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we don't have those amal, that based on amal we can get taqwa. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that out of the name, out of the niyat that you have for us, Allah, accept these amal. And innamal amalu bin niyat. Allah, we brought whatever actions we could, however deficient they were, but Allah, we ask you that you apply your niyat on these actions, your niyat of taqwa on these actions. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us this ni'mat of taqwa in this month. Allah, grant us this ni'mat of taqwa on this night. Allah, include our names amongst the muttaqeen. Grant us the highest levels of taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the highest levels of taqwa. Make us people who have taqwa like is the haq, haqqa tuqati, manis tata'atum. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the izzat that comes with taqwa. Grant us the izzat that comes with ita'at. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, this taqwa is wilaya. Allah, we ask you for your, we ask you for this rank and we ask you for this, Ya Allah. We ask you that, Ya Allah, you include our names also amongst your awliya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us these ni'mat and these blessings that you shower upon your awliya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are not deserving and worthy of this ni'mah, but Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you out of your rahmah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are Kareem. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are asking you for your rahmah. Allah, we are asking you for your rahmah and your karam. Allah, we are asking you for your maghfirah and for your hidayah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, restore us, Ya Allah, to this path that is pleasing to you. Restore us, Ya Allah, to those to follow in the footsteps of the Nabiyeen, of the Siddiqeen, of the Shuhada, of the Salihin. Allah, grant us the tawfiq on this night to be able to make this change in our heart, to be able to make this change in our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us for this life, Ya Allah, for this life that is pleasing to you. Change our life, Ya Allah. Allah, transform our life, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove every single thing about our life that is displeasing to you. Remove that from our life. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever all those things that are pleasing to you, which are not present inside of us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to grant all those things to us on this night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever ways and
areas where we are lacking, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove those deficiencies, remove those inadequacies, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us kamal in our iman, Allah, make us mukammal in our iman, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to accept our ibadat in this month, accept our du'as that we made in this month, accept the fasting and the salah in this month, accept the tilawa that we did in this month, Allah, whatever ibadah we were able to do, whatever amal that we were able to do, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we know it was tuta puta. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, out of your rahmah that we ask you that you accept our amal, grant us qubooliyah on this night, Ya Allah, accept our efforts, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us, Allah, you said in the Quran that the malaika descend on this night, and we izni rabbihim min kulli amr, and they come with all the amr on this night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, this is a night when the decree is decided. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to decide for us rahmah. Allah, make decisions of rahmah for all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree decisions of afiyah for all of us. Decree decisions of khair for all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us all the ni'mat in our deen. Ya Allah, grant us all the heights of ni'mat in our deen. All the ni'mat that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and your beloved awliya asked from you on this night and through the month of Ramadan. Allah, we ask you for all those ni'matin, blessings and khair. Allah, grant us all of those ni'matin with afiyah. And Allah, all those things from which Allah, they sought refuge. Allah, we also seek refuge in all that shurur. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from all the shar and grant us all the khair. Grant us all the khair, whether we know or we don't know. All the khair that is near or that is far. And Allah, save us from all the shar, whether we know or we don't know. And save us from all the shar, whether it is close or whether it's far away from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us khair on this night. Allah, grant us decisions of khair on this night. Grant us barakah in our dunya also. Ya Rabbi Kareem, for those who are parishan about their risk, Allah, remove their parishani about the risk. For those who are parishan about their job, Allah, remove their parishani about their job. Allah, for those who are parishan about their career, remove their parishani about their career. Allah, for those who are parishan about trying, Allah, those who want to get married but don't have munasib rishte, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant them munasib rishtas. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant them a pious spouse, a loving spouse, a spouse that will be a source of coming near to you, of increasing in taqwa, a spouse that will be a source of being furthering and advancing on this path of deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, for those who are married, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make dua that grant them the khushya and the happiness of a married life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant them bliss in their marital life. Ya Allah, grant them sukoon in their marital life. Ya Allah, grant them contentment in their marital life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant them the happiness and joy of their marital life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make our houses and homes like a small display of Jannah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make our houses on this earth a small display of Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant us sukoon and itminan in our house, in our homes. Grant us joy and happiness inside of our homes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to live in this dunya, in our homes and houses, Ya Allah, in such a way that is according to the Quran, Sunnah, and Sharia. Allah, let us adorn our homes with the Sunnah. Let us adorn our homes with the Sunnah of Rasulullah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us barakah in our homes. Grant us barakah in our relationships. Ya Rabbi Kareem, for those of us who are married and we have du'as for offspring, for children, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us pious children. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us pious children. For those of us who want a daughter, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us pious daughters. For those of us who want pious sons, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us pious sons. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us aulad. Allah, grant us aulad and pious aulad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, for those of us who have aulad, this ni'mat of aulad, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to accept our aulad on this path of deen. We ask you to make our aulad, our children, the coolness of our eyes, make them the coolness of our eyes, the coolness of our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from the duk of the aulad. Save us from, Ya Allah, from the parishani of aulad. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant our aulad also and all the family members, every family, every member of our household, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant them qubooliyah on this night. Accept them, Ya Allah, for this life of deen. Accept them, Ya Allah, for this life of iman. Safeguard their iman. protect their iman. Allah, protect and safeguard the iman of all of our descendants, of all of our legacy, of all of our progeny, ila yawmiddin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, accept our awlad to become mu'avin and helpers with us on this path of deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept all of us on this path of deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to remove all the other difficulties that any one of us have. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, there might be some of us who have such difficulties and such problems and issues that we can't even mention to other people. Allah, Allah, you are alimum bizatis sudur. Allah, you are the knower of what's deep inside of our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to remove those worries from our hearts. Grant us sweetness in our heart. Grant us pleasure in our heart. Grant us contentment in our heart. Grant us the joys once again in our heart. Allah, make us happy in our heart once again. Allah, grant us husne zan with you. Allah, grant us husne zan with you. Allah, grant us this name of husne zan with you. Allah, you have said ana in da'zan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have husn-e zan with you. Allah, we have yakin in you. Ya Allah, we are making dua to you. Allah, you are mujib. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept these duas from all of us tonight. And Allah, you are al-Kareem. Allah, grant us more than what we are asking from you. Allah, we have some expectations. Allah, we are making duas according to our expectations. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to grant us more than our expectations. Allah, grant us much more than our expectations. Grant us according to your own karam, your own Rahma, grant us according to your own shan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us according to your own Rahimi and Kareemi. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept these duas from all of us tonight. For the year to come, for the life to come, Allah, grant us khair in every aspect of our life, in every relationship that we have, in every decision that we make. Allah, grant us baraka in our ilm. Grant us baraka in our deen. Grant us baraka in our dunya. Allah, grant us baraka in our intentions. Grant us barakah in our siha. Grant us barakah in our health. Grant us barakah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, in every ni'mat that you have given to us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, save us from all the enemies. Save us from the shar of shaitan and nafs. Allah, save us from the shar of those who are the hasidin, the shar of those who have evil thoughts for us, or evil decisions for us, or evil plans for us. Allah, save from the evil of the evildoers. Save from the shar of the shareen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, save us from all sides. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, become our muhafiz, become our protector. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept these duas from all of us tonight. Allah, you have said in Quran that this is the night, salamun hiya hatta matla al fajr. This is the night of salamati. Allah, grant us salamati in our deen. Allah, grant us salamati in our deen. Allah, grant us salamati in our iman. Grant us peace in our iman. Grant us security in our iman. Allah, out of all the ni'mat that you have given us, this iman is the greatest ni'mat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us salamati in our iman. Allah, grant salamati of iman. Every member of our family, Allah, all those who are mutallakeen, all those who have any taluk with us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who have expectations with us, those who have any taluk with us, who have rights over us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make dua to you for all of us, for all of them. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us salamati in our iman. Rabbi Kareem, we are living in difficult times. Allah, we are living in a time of fitna. Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we are living in a time of fitna and fasad. Allah, this is Qurb-e Qiyamat. Allah, this is Qurb-e Dajjal. Ya Rabbi Kareem, save our iman. Rabbi Kareem, protect our iman. Rabbi Kareem, protect our iman. Allah, save our iman. Allah, save our iman. Let us, Ya Allah, leave this world with this ni'mat of iman. Allah, let us leave this world with this ni'mat of iman. Rabbi Kareem. Allahumma inni yas'aluka imanan kamila wa yakinan sadika. Allahumma inni yas'aluka imanan yubashiru kalbi. Allahumma inni yas'aluka imanan la yartaddu. Allahumma inni yas'aluka. Allahumma atini imanan la yartaddu. Allahumma atini yakinan laysa ba'dahu kufrun. Ya Rabbi Kareem, after iman, save us from shak. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shak. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shak. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shakki wa shirki wa shiqaki wa nifaki wa su'i al-akhlaqi. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, save us from weakness in our iman. Allah, save us from any weakness in our iman. Allah, we give this iman to you. Allah, you have one name, that you are Al-Mu'min. You are the giver of iman. Allah, you have given us this ni'mat for free. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we haven't done qadr of this ni'mat. We haven't done shukr of this ni'mat. Allah, we do shukr. Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we do shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we were to put our head in sajda for our whole life, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we'll not be able to do shukr of this ni'mat that you have given to us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are very grateful to you for this ni'mat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are very thankful to you for this ni'mat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, preserve our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to live on this iman, to die on this iman, to be raised up in the state of iman, and out of the barakah of this iman, Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to enter into your Jannah, that place which is beloved to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the kalama when we are about to leave this world. Grant us the kalama, Ya Rabbi Kareem, when we are about to leave this world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the kalama when we are about to leave this world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this dua from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, first become a razi with us, then allow us to leave this world. Allah, first become a razi with us, and then Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to leave. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this dua, accept this tamanna, accept this desire, accept this faryat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this from all of us tonight, Ya Allah. Save the iman of our children, save the iman of our parents, save the iman of our spouse, of our wife, save the iman of all those people who are connected to us, save the iman of our students. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you study in our universities, every day there is a new fitna. Every class, Allah, you study a new fitna. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there are so many ideologies, so many isms. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Kareem, after so frequently, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we hear stories about how people are being taken away from this iman. People are losing this iman. People are becoming weak in their iman. Rabbi Kareem, do hifaza of the iman of this ummah. Allah, this is the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Rabbi Kareem, do hifazat. Allah, do hifazat of the iman of this ummah. Every member of this ummah. Allah, every member of this ummah, Allah, save their iman, protect their iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us iman e kamil, grant us ilm e yakin, aynul yakin, haqqul yakin. Allah, on this night of salamati, Allah, grant us salamati in our iman. Rabbi Kareem, grant us salamati in our iman, grant us security in our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us salamati in our kalb. Grant us a kalb-e saleem. Allah, all the impurities that we have in our heart, remove those impurities. And Allah, grant us kalb-e saleem, a kalb-e muneeb, a kalb-e muhabba, that is muhabbat for you, a kalb that is zakir, kalb that is shakir. Allah, grant us a kalb, Ya Allah, that is mu'allak with the masjid. Allah, even though the masjid are closed, but Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person whose heart is connected with the masjid, they'll be shaded by your arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, make our hearts connected with the masajid. Allah, make our hearts connected with the masajid. Allah, make our hearts connected with the masajid. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us muhabba for the masjid. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us muhabba for Baytullah. Grant us muhabba for Kaabatullah, for Baytullah Sharif. Allah, grant us muhabba for the haram, for Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyibah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to see the ronak of Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Tayyibah once again with our own eyes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, open those places for all of us again, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us salamati in our akal. Allah, grant us akli saleem. Remove all the doubts from our heart. Allah, remove all the skepticism from our heart. Grant us kalbe. Allah, grant us Shara sadr in our heart. Allah, make the makruhat al sharia, makruhat al tabiya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept these duas from all of us tonight. Grant us salamati in every aspect of our life. Grant us salamati in our jism, in our physical body. Grant us salamati in our batin. Grant us salamati in our zahir. Allah, grant us salamati in our awlad. Grant us salamati in all the blessings that you have given to all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us aman on this night. Allah, grant us aman from your anger. Grant us aman from your, that you are upset, from your anger. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, from your displeasure. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us aman from the azab of Jahannam. Grant us aman from the azab of the Qabr. Grant us aman from the azab and from the terror of that day of Qiyamah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you are Al-Mu'min. Allah, on this night of Salamati and Aman, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask from you Aman and Salamati. Allah, grant us Aman, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us Aman in this dunya. Allah, grant us Aman in the Akhirah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever du'as we made to you, Allah, grant us more than what we can ask from you. Allah, whatever du'as we should have made but we weren't able to make, alas, we ask you, Allah, to grant us those ni'mate also. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the rafaqat of the Prophet on the day of Qiyamah. Grant us the sa'adat to drink from the Hawza Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, in this dunya, grant us muhabbah for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts. Grant us muhabbah for each and every sunnah of Rasulullah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us true spiritual sons and daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, make that our primary identity. Allah, make that our true identity. Make that our hakiki identity. Grant us such a kamil nisbat with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us ruhani olad of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Enable us to lead such a life that tomorrow Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, looks at our life and becomes happy with all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us a source of izzah for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on that day. Make us a source of giving joy to the heart of the Prophet wasalam on that day. Make us a source of happiness and pleasure for Rasulullah wasalam on that day. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us such that on that day, when the Prophet wasalam looks at us, he's beaming with joy and he smiles at all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us such a life according to the sunnah. Grant us such a muhabbat for the sunnah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, increase our hearts for the muhabbat of the sunnah. From the tips of our hair to the soles of our feet, Allah, adorn us with the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The zahir of the sunnah, the batin of the sunnah. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, out of your rahmah, accept us, Ya Allah, for the tajdeed of sunnah. Accept us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, for the revival of sunnah. Accept us, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of the sunnah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept all of us for the khidmat of this deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, you have so many people, Ya Rabbi Kareem, who can do this work of deen. Allah, we ask you on this night, Allah, accept us also, Ya Allah. Allah, even though we don't have any qabiliyah, Allah, we ask you that grant us qubuliyah. Allah, when you come to take work of deen, Allah, you can take the work of deen from anyone. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you also take this work of deen from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us for this work of deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever things are needed, whatever qabili or qualities are required, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make dua to you and ask you to grant us that qabiliya also. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us and grant us qubuliya for this work of deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make this the maqsad of our life. Allah, make this the motive of our life. Allah, make this the maqsad of our hayat, the objective of our life, that Ya Rabbi Kareem, we wish that we can also lead a life of taqwa, a life that is pleasing to you. And we can also call other people and ask them to also lead a life that is according to your pleasure, so that Allah, you become razi with us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to earn your radha. Allah, we want to make you happy. Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your radha and your liqa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us for this path of deen, for this path of for this path of Deen, Ya Allah. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever obstacles lie on this path, Allah, we ask you to remove those obstacles. Remove those obstacles. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, make this path easy for us. Make this mujahida easy for us. Make it easy for us to make mujahida on this path, to make sacrifices on this path, to make mehnat on this path, to make sa'i on this path. Allah, accept us for this path of zikr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, for those who are trying to make zikr but are not able to make zikr, Allah, open this path of zikr for all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove all the obstacles on this path of remembrance and zikr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us people who are regular in our zikr, who are regular in our muraqabah, who are regular in our istighfar, who are regular in daily istighfar and durood and salawat in talawat al-Quran. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever asrat and whatever effects of this zikr are supposed to have, Allah, grant us those kafiyat also. Grant us those effects, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us fana, this ne'mat of fana, Ya Allah. Allah, make us such that we can lose ourselves in your zikr. Grant us this ne'mat of baqa, that we are engaging in the dunya with our hands and our heart is remembering you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us such that we are remembering you inside of our heart every single moment of our life, every single moment of our day. Let our hearts be always be connected to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us ghafil from the dunya and make us zakir of you, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, if there has to be some ghafla in our life, Allah, make that the ghaflat of the dunya. Allah, make us completely heedless about the dunya, completely forgetful about the dunya. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us completely zakir about you, Ya Allah, about your zaat, Ya Allah, about your being, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your Ma'iya, grant us your Mahbubiya. Allah, include our names amongst the Zakirin Allah, Kathiran wa Zakirat. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, include our names that nothing can distract us from your remembrance, nothing can remove us away from your remembrance. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, it's difficult for us to become such a person, but Allah, it's easy for you to make us such a person. Allah, make us people of dhikr, make us people of taqwa. Allah, accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Allah, those people have passed away in our ummah. Allah, we make du'a for all of them. Allah, grant them your maghfirah. And for those, Ya Allah, whom you have forgiven, Allah, grant them the ala darajat of Jannah, grant them the ala darajat of your qurb. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to send, Ya Allah, we present our salam and salawat in the khidmah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this as a hadiya in the khidmat of Rasulullah alayhi salam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept these duas from all of us tonight. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.